Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week we've got a podunk.com free compilation special, which is all 8 tracks we're playing this week are available via that station, and in particular a free compilation you can download from there featuring 40 tracks. We're showcasing 8 of them this week. Here comes the first one. This is Animal Train, NRA. You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
If I'm slurring a little, it's not because I'm drunk, it's because I'm knackered. I've had a massive 10 days, which I will be telling you about during the show. Or certainly the last week, which was my European adventure. And what happened afterwards, some of the things that happened were brilliant, some weren't. Every single track that we're playing this week is brilliant, of course, and is freely available to download from Podunk Radio. Maybe just before I ask you the MySpace page for Animal Train, you could tell people about Podunk Radio right now.
Yep, it's an internet radio service that we're on. We're on Monday afternoons, 4 p.m. Central Time. And we're on some other really great shows and great music, and you can find them at Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com.
Yeah, that's right. And the thing is, you may be listening to us on HussySkunkRadio.com, who have also brought out compilations themselves that we featured several years ago. So if we get a new Hussy Skunk compilation, we'll return the favour by playing them on Pudunk Radio. Sound like a deal?
Yep.
Sounds like a deal, doesn't it? Right, so what I want to know is, Tony, what is Animal Train's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/AnimalTrainBand?
No, MySpace.com/AnimalTrain.
Huh.
Ha! Probably being an internet one, Tony Nil. I haven't got a poetry corner or a comedy suburbs this week, so if you have a joke or a poem that you'd like to send me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email either Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs, or if you want to send both, send both. We're going to get on with the next track now, Tone.
Okay.
This is a band called The Zits, who, if you go on their Facebook page, you will discover are, in fact, a one-man band, but when he gets gigs, gets the band together, he has other people in it, but it's basically a one-man affair. And the Facebook page lists him as liking The Ramones, The Ramones, and The Ramones.
Nice.
And you'll get the idea when you hear this. What I want to know is, what is The Zits Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Zits.
It is. It's Tony One, probably being an internet one. This is Teenage Fat Ass. Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you done as good a job with Facebook?
I do have some comments, so yay me. But it's been quite a week, I think, or I'm meeting people on holiday, yay. Who knows? But if you are on Facebook, please do leave a comment on our wall. Easiest way to do it, go to facebook.com/punkyradio and like our page, leave us a comment on our wall. Simple as that. And the weekly comment from Fatboy, who says, just seen this, what a nice surprise for a miserable Monday. Because last week's show was a little bit early, but we're back on schedule this week. So thanks for that, Fat Boy. Hope that made your Monday a little bit less miserable. And a new listener, Ashley Wilcox, has commented to say, another hot, hot show. Thank you very much, Ashley. Welcome to the show. Don't think we've heard from you before, so thanks for leaving the comment. That's it for Facebook.
Well, beautifully read, Tony.
Thank you very much.
This might be quite a short section. Don't worry, the next section is going to be quite long. Track 3 coming up now. I'll tell you a little bit about the band before we play them, and then we'll do the MySpace page afterwards. This is a band called Shark Week, who appears to be an all-girl band, and they've got some great songs, and this is one of them. This really tickled me, this song, because I couldn't work out why it was called what it was. Then I listened to it again, and I just absolutely love this. This is Addy Can't Name Songs.
I don't know what to say, but I know that it might have said that you're a dick. Might have said you made me sick. I might have said I hate your guts.
Upside Downer.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Shark Week. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Shark Week.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/Shark.Week.
Huh.
I think there's a TV show in the States, isn't there, called Shark Week or something. Oh, or there is Shark Week on a channel. So I imagine there's quite a lot of Shark Week things going on. But anyway, their MySpace page is MySpace.com/Shark.Week. Now then, did you do anything last week?
No. I had to think about it. Did you? What did you do?
Yeah, quite a lot.
Okay.
In fact, last Monday I found myself in Salzburg. I very, very fortunately did manage to get my flight to Budapest, because you may remember from the week before I missed a flight to Glasgow. I told you about that, didn't I?
Yeah.
So this time I did exactly the same thing. Stayed up at Steve's pub all night, but then didn't stupidly sleep, so just went straight to the airport, leathered. Got straight on the plane. Absolutely brilliant. Got to Budapest, where I was picked up by Tinky Winky the Teletubby and Christian Schulterlo.
Nice.
We drove to Salzburg. We stopped off en route in Germany and had we stopped off for a snack. And there was a thing in the there was like a poster advertising a cup of coffee and a cake, which looks rather like Ashton Kutcher, but it's Ashton Kuchen or something or other. Anyway, I found it very funny, took a photo, no one else thought it hit remotely funny. However, when we got to the International Youth Hotel in Salzburg, where we were staying, Goldilocks style, we got into our three-man room, and when we went in, there was all this girl's stuff there. So we went back down to reception and went, listen, what's, seems to be a girl in our room. He went, no, it's not. Yeah, look, you have to come upstairs. Anyway, when we went upstairs, the girl in the room was a friend of the girl on reception. He'd let the girl in the room stay without anyone knowing. She was supposed to have moved out and hadn't. Girl in reception, very embarrassed. That means we get free breakfast. Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice. Now, my bloody phone's ringing. It'll have to wait. The phone's... Is the phone going to have to wait?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
the phone... We're making a global podcast here.
We're making a global podcast.
The world.
It can wait. It's from someone in Stevenage. I definitely don't want to answer it right now. So anyway, so then we get to the gig, which is at Murphy's Law, which is a cracking little Irish bar in Salzburg. And about 50 people showed up, and we had a brilliant night. It was fantastic. We got a load of money in the bucket, free beer, because we were doing a free show. We got a free beer all night. Everyone there had a fantastic time. Thanks to Brian, who runs the bar, because it's one of the best gigs in Europe I've ever done. And as you know, I've done quite a few.
Cool.
So it was brilliant. Next morning, wake up with a slightly fuzzy head, where we drove to Innsbruck in Austria, where I had a meeting with a bloke called Justin about starting a gig there in their brilliant music venue called Weekender, and it is brilliant, it's fantastic. The meeting went well, we've got plans to start a show, probably in the ski season next year, and then at the end of the conversation, he said, you're from Letchworth, aren't you? And yeah, he went, me too.
Oh.
And his mum lives round the corner from my mum. What are the chances of that happening in Innsbruck? So that gig's in the bag, basically. Then we went to St. Anton, which is only about an hour, I suppose, hour and a quarter from Innsbruck. And we got into the hotel, that was fine. Went and met everyone in tourist office, everyone's very excited about the shows. And then the bad shit happened, because basically Tuesday night we went out, went around the bars, got leathered, had a great time. Wednesday, we hadn't been told that every Wednesday in St. Anton there's a ski show, that all the kind of people that would come to our comedy show actually go onto the mountain to watch this ski show. So we got six people in on the Wednesday. 3 months I've been planning this. Didn't think to ask if there was anything else going on Wednesday. So anyway, we got six people in, two of which left in the break because the first act had upset them. So I played to four people on Wednesday night.
Shit.
I'll tell you about Thursday and what happened afterwards in the next section. I don't want to keep the... Or in A section. I don't want to keep the sections too long this week. I want to get on with the next thing, because this week really is all about the music. We're going to play two songs in a row now. I'll tell you all about the second one from Upbeat All Stars after we've heard it. First up, we've got a band called Switchblade Justice. Tony, what is Switchblade Justice's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SwitchbladeJustice. Justice.
Yeah. Switchblade Justice. It is. It's Tony T, poorly being the internet too. You gotta die. We'll be right back.
On the duvet of society.
It takes an awful lot of programming to keep us all subdued, but we got enough TV time to show. Keep our asses food, it's not a question of what we're fighting for. So we don't forget that we are one when we unite, but divided. We're our single biggest threat. We want it all, but this and plus, it's never gonna be enough. We always gonna blow it up, it's never gonna be enough. Now what would it take before we all break? We're kicking up on the sake of it. Got to clap for, but what's it all for? We're breaking up on the sake of it. What would it take before we all break? We're kicking up on the sake of it. Got to clap for, but what's it all for? We're breaking up on the sake of it. We're making a break, we're waiting to break, we're breaking underneath the waves. It takes a truckload of sobriety to keep a conscious fear, a well-placed camera from society. Keep us locked in fear, it's not a question of if we're feeling safe, just what it costs to get there. Even if we're all trying to escape, we all got our cross to pick. Cause we want it all, but this love is never gonna be enough. We always wanna blow it up, it's never gonna be enough. Now what would it take before we all break? We're kicking up on the sake of it. Got to clap for, but what's it all for? We're breaking up on the sake of it. What would it take before we all break? We're kicking up on the sake of it. Got to clap for, but what's it all for? We're breaking up on the sake of it. We're making a break, we're waiting to break. We're breaking underneath the waves.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Upbeat All Stars, who I've actually put in our track listing as Upbeat All Starts. And they're not. They're the Upbeat All Stars. And that was a track called Breaking Point, a little bit of ska punk from the southwest of England there, my friend. Really, really catchy track. Girlfriend as well, like it. What I want to know is, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Upbeat All Stars.
It is indeed. Tony 3, probably the internet 2. Now then, mate, have you got any gigs for?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 bar.
And something else as well afterwards. Yep, there's another week, another few gigs at 12 bar. It's still on Dunwich Street in London. Do check it out. I can't see anything on Sunday this week, so I'm going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Excellent.
And this, here we go. So Thursday, 15th of March, Lunar Dunes, Crater, and Matt Baldwin. So Thursday night at the 12 bar. How much do you think it is?
£6.
Five.
Oh, recession busting.
Exactly. Friday night, 16th of March, Nicole Das Jones, Baron, and more acts to be confirmed. It's an Enterprise Studios night. Might be heavy. Can't, you know, don't know.
Yeah, we don't really know about that, do we?
No, it's a studio local to the 12 Bar Club, and I think it's quite metally when I looked at the website last time, but it's not guaranteed to be heavy. Check it out. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Nice. One back.
Saturday, 17th March, Eastfield, Scene of Irony, Emergency Bitter, and Oyster Men. It's a London calling night.
Of course it is. It's got Eastfield and Oyster Men on. Of course it's a London Calling night.
How much do you think it is on a Saturday
Six
evening?
Quid.
It is.
Not bad. So I've sort of got... Two out of three ain't bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another gig. I had an email from John from the Beach Boys, who says...
Hello,
17th, so this Saturday, at the New Cross Tavern with the Bermondsey Joyriders.
Bermondsey Joyriders. I've seen them myself.
Ah. That's just from John. Don't know how much it is, don't know what time, but there you go.
It's not just the Bermondsey Joyriders, it's the Bermondsey Joyriders and the Beach Boys and someone else, isn't it? Because I think I've seen that advertised and there's someone else on you as well, I think.
Right. John, next time you email, more information, please.
More information, please. But I don't think he'd send you that unless they were on with the Bleach Boys.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely the Bleach Boys.
Yeah, it's Bleach Boys, but I think there might be one other band as well. I'm not sure. And how much is that?
No idea. Right. No, I've got no time, no cost. It could be free.
He's getting a bit lazy. He is getting a bit lazy. Yeah. But anyway, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12
and a half gig from John.
Yeah, about from John, but not enough information.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, this next song is suitable for John. It's a band called Yo Skunt. and again, it's on the free Podunk radio compilation. It features 40 punk rock tracks that are free.
Okay.
Now, when people put stuff up for free legally, I'm very, very happy about it. When, however, there's a band who haven't brought an album out yet, and their stuff gets put up for free on a torrent, I get very angry about it, because if bands don't make any money, and if labels don't make any money, guess what? There's no bands or labels anymore. Someone has shafted Demented Our Go and their new album, their brilliant new album, and the result of this is that people like You Records are now not sending any radio or internet radio stations box sets because someone has fucked them over. All I'm saying is, if it's a track that's out of print or an old track or one you can't get anymore, as far as I'm concerned, if you can find it on the net, you have it. But if it's a new album by a band and it's a band you're a fan of, don't do yourself a disservice by not buying the CD or not buying the downloads. Don't just nick it because you can, because ultimately that'll mean that band you really like won't be there anymore. And I'd like to thank Simon Knott of People Like You Records for passing the information on so I could have this minor rant. When bands stuff up for nothing, brilliant, download it. When bands bring a new album out, if you're a fan, buy it. I think that's fair enough, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Right, so Yo Skunks, Tony, what do you think their Facebook page is?
Facebook.com/YoSkunt?
No, it's not. It's Facebook.com/pages-YoSkunt. So very close, but it doesn't make it poorly being Internet 3, Tony 3. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes, I think that's right. We did the Facebook page. Yes, it's 3-all.
Okay.
It's 3-all. It is. I'm convinced of that.
Good.
Anyway. Yeah. Just to prove to you what an idiot I am, this is a track probably about me or John. I Was a Kid in Special Ed. We'll be right back.
snickerdoddles.
You're listening to Surfing Caramba underneath us right now, Tony. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
There's another track I really like. This compilation is really, really good. When you go on the Podunk website as well, which is podunk.com, P-O-D-U-N-K.com, there's other stuff to download as well. You can go into their free shit section and get a free album. And then if you just scroll down the main page as you're listening to great punk rock music, you'll also find lots of other things that you can download for free as well, including this compilation. So do check it out. They're doing it right. Now, I was going to ask you something else. And I've Oh, yeah. Are you doing anything this week?
No, don't think so. Thursday, Friday, we've got a big house day. We've got a few... I've got Bill coming over and doing some work for us. And
all right.
Lots of things happening at the minute. Still waiting for a few quotes to come in, but slowly getting there. But that's, yeah, work and the house.
So how long do you think it'll be before you move in?
Late May is the current...
Oh, yes. Really? That long? Christ.
Yeah, and that's just for a bedroom done and a bathroom done.
Right, oh, okay.
Yeah. Bare minimum.
That's a while away.
Yeah, but the guy it'll can't start for a month.
Yeah,
it will be.
Well, excuse me, I'll tell you what I'm doing in a minute. I want to finish up last week first.
Okay.
Because so far, we've got to Wednesday night in St. Anton, and we've completely messed up. So obviously... Dave Thompson, who is also a Tinker Weed and Teletubby sort of thing, but he's done a comic. He went home to bed, and me and Christian, the German guy, went out and got leathered again. We didn't get any skiing done this week, by the way, should you've been wondering. On the Thursday, we had two shows, so we had to be in at 4:30 to open the doors. And we actually had our busiest show was the Wednesday, the Thursday 5:30. Après ski show, which went really, really well and was good, and then the late night show was just all right. So we never sold the thing out, but we had a good time. And I bumped into one or two people I wasn't expecting. Like there was a guy there called Dave at the late show who said, "You don't remember me, do you?" I went, "No." He went, "Oh, university with you 20 years ago." I went, "Oh, yeah."
Nice.
It was just randoms. There was just some real randoms there. And hello to Natasha that worked in Jaxie's Irish bar, because we did seem to go in there every night, and she seemed to be there every time we were there. She was very good at giving us the odd free Jaeger shot.
Ooh.
It was basically a very good trip. I'll tell you about the last bit when I got home and what happened over the weekend in the last bit. This weekend, I can't tell you where I am because I don't know, because I'm in the process of being moved from the gigs I was doing to somewhere else. I don't know why. But anyway, I haven't got any information yet. So you can have a week off looking for me this week, and we just get on with the next track, shall we?
Okay. Cool.
This is Dead Aces, Another Day.
Another day, you feel like giving up. Another day, you're hard up on your luck. Another day, time drags by. Another day, just barely in by. Some days I don't think I can make it. Tie up boots, I don't care, on your way. Soon it'll be better tomorrow, another day. Tie up boots, I don't care, on your way. Soon it'll be better tomorrow, another day. Another day, life lets you down. Another day, you wanna leave this town. Another day, life kicks you in the face. Another day, cares in this place. Some days I don't think I can make it. Tie your boots, I don't care, on your way. Soon it'll be better tomorrow, another day. Tie your boots, I don't care, on your way. Soon it'll be better tomorrow, another day. We'll be right back.
listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
One last thing to tell you about over the weekend. Friday and Saturday night were my anniversary shows in Hitchin and Letchworth. And thanks to everyone who came down, despite the fact that my local newspaper had put that they were actually in each other's place on that day. So the Hitchin show was on Friday, but the local paper said it was the Letchworth show. And the Letchworth show was on Saturday, but the local paper told everyone it was on Friday. So I'm amazed we got anyone in, really. So we did well. And then on Sunday, I went to the Tate Modern with my Norwegian friend Linda, and I didn't punch myself in the face.
Oh, bonus.
I went to an art gallery, and I didn't punch myself. There was loads of good stuff there. It didn't start off well, though. I wasn't happy about it to start with, because I went in the first, we went down to the basement. Have you been to the Tate Modern?
I mean, last time, is that by the river, by the Millennium
Brit?
Yeah. I went when all that sunflower seeds thing was there.
Right.
It's just a big room full of sunflower seeds.
Oh, okay. Well, the basement of it had this huge display by some European woman. It was just this big film thing that you sat and watched. It was about 11 minutes long. And quite frankly, I found it very tedious. I thought, I'm going to hate this. And I was explaining to my Norwegian friend Linda, who was over from Oslo only for the second time, that, oh, this is happens and this happens and that and this. And then just as I said it, I said to her, oh, and this is called Man Ruining Exhibition. When fucking bloke came and stood, we sat down, came and stood right in front of us and just started watching his film. So completely blocking out our view, completely. One of the rudest things. And so I just said rather loudly, and this is called Man Ruining Exhibition. He looked round at us, didn't get it, turned back, just carried on watching it in front of us. You can't really start a fight in an art gallery, can you?
No, it's generally frowned upon.
I know, so we just moved over a bit. Then I went up to one of the floors, and I was quite impressed, Tone, because I saw... let me get this straight. In a row, in the space of two rooms on four walls, I saw a Lichtenstein, then a Monet, then a Matisse, then a Hockney, and then a Warhol.
Huh.
Quite impressive. I was like, fair enough, they are... Well done, Tate. I enjoy, and it's free. You make a donation. They suggest a £4 donation that you put into these buckets all the way around it, as you know. But I made a more significant donation by having coffee and snacks,
nice.
Which came to about £90. So I thought, fuck them £4. They've had enough of me.
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, so anyway, so I gave some money to the Tate Modern and I enjoyed it very much and I would recommend it. Now, obviously that would mean this bloke I'd have up for is a twat, but I imagine you've got a better one, have you?
I do.
Let's hear it.
Thanks for all your nominations. Do need more, please do email them through. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Title your email is a twat. Simple as that. All twats, just one or two, all received with thanks. Please do that now. Let's continue the 2012 year of the twat while I keep surfing on my tsunami of twat.
Oh yes.
And this week it's from Josh Murphy, Murphy the Yeti.
Hello Josh.
Who says, short, sweet and simple this week, Tony. I nominate my flatmates Matt Amison and Mitchell Corbley for a good old fashioned double twatting for stealing my towel whilst I was in the shower, forcing me to walk back to my room, copping my dignity only to find them waiting at my door, which had covered the doorknob in Vaseline, and ain't easy opening a lubed up door handle with wet hands whilst naked.
No, these boys, all they're getting here is a genius.
So to put it simple, they are twats. I did respond to that saying, or are they legends?
Yeah.
He said, no, the twats. So, you know, actually, it could go either way.
Right, we've not turned this round in a while. I'd like to do a double twatting here. I'd like to actually put Josh up for being a twat, for not having his towel securely available in the shower, or indeed locking the shower door. Textbook error in a university hall of residence or a shared house. And then I'd like to double that up by giving these guys is a legend status. That's exactly the sort of thing you're supposed to do in that situation. And greasing up the handle is just a beautiful touch. A beautiful touch. So if you're all right with it, and Josh, you know I rate you, but on this occasion you deserve this. So if it's all right with you, Tony, we'll give them the legend stuff and then we'll make Josh a twat.
Okay, you ready?
Is that all right with you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Right, cool. Okay,
so Matt Amison and Mitchell Corbley from Staffordshire University
is a legend.
And Josh Murphy, again from Staffordshire University, even though we love him so much,
is a twat. That was fantastic.
And thought you might like that.
I love those guys. And Josh, obviously, we love you as well, but frankly, you deserve that. Thank you for sending it in, though. And obviously, Tony, we do want people to send in their twats. We don't normally do that.
We don't normally double twat, no.
Very rare that a double twatting, or indeed a reverse twatting, takes place.
Might only be the second or third on record. Yeah.
Could be only the second or third on record. As a rule, what you send in, they get twatted. Anyway, well done. Last track.
Cool.
This is a band. Do you know what?
What's that?
I think we've played this song before. When I listened to it, I thought, that sounds familiar. But I can't remember whether it was by the band or whether... I don't know whether it's even a cover version that I just haven't known. I'm sure we've played a track with this title or something like this. Anyway, I can't remember. 42, man. So, we're going to play it anyway. It's by a band called Short Temper.
Okay.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Dead Aces' MySpace page, first of all?
MySpace.com/Dead Aces.
No, it's MySpace.com/Dead Aces Destroy.
Okay.
So make it Paulie B Internet 4, Tony 3. And what is Short Temper's Reverb Nation website?
ReverbNation.com/Short Temper.
It is indeed. Tony 4, Paulie B Internet 4. Fuck shit up. For this week, Tony, it's been an interesting show, and I think slightly different to usual.
Yeah,
I think so. Not least because I've talked in an authoritative way about art. I promise not to do that again. This is the show of surprises. Anyway, don't forget all the tracks available this week are available free via podunk.com radio. And it's part of a 40-track free-to-download compilation with artwork. So you'll be able to find out more about the bands, I'm sure, through the artwork that's on it, etc., etc., etc. Also, though, we do go out on a couple of other stations. Tony, maybe you'd just like to remind our listeners what those stations are.
Yep, so apart from Podunk, which is on podunkradio.com, we're on Hussieskunk, which is hussieskunk.com, HussieskunK.com. We're on 3 times a week. We went on other great bands and shows. It's all free.
You've made out like we're either a great band or show there, Tony.
Good point.
I don't think we're either of those things. When we're not on, there are great bands and shows on.
Good point.
That would be a good point. And also, if you could just let folks... Oh, so you haven't done both yet, have you?
No. We're also on the Internet's Talk Superstation, which is talksuperstation.com. We're on Friday evenings, midnight EST. It's generally a talk superstation, but it's interesting. Do try it out.
And also, obviously, we want you to download to iTunes, and more importantly, leave a review at iTunes, don't we, Jane?
Please do reviews at iTunes. Easy way to get to our page, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will take you to our music store page where you can subscribe to the show and leave us a review. You'll need to log in, so you'll need an iTunes account. So log in, it's all free. Review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show.
Yeah, and this show is our first curate's egg in a while.
Okay.
Back to relative normal next week, and then there's a special the week after. It's a crazy time for Punky Radio. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends about it. Spread the word right now. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Our poog.